But they, and then the, did you ever hear this called your joints?
I think I did not. Yes, so.
Would you have, what would the word, you use the word joint for?
Tell what word was that, Eric?
I'd say, would you ever call something a joint?
No.
Being part of the, you know, the
arm or wrist, yeah. Hand or something.
Mm-hmm. Would you pronounce it joint or giant?
Joint, I guess.
Joint. Do you remember your grandparents or your parents ever pronouncing it giant?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound too familiar.
It's all like myself, as dumb.
Dumb? Now, if all of this is my
leg.
Yeah, and this is my
foot.
And I have two.
Shoes.
Yeah, two. No.
Yeah, two shoes and two knees
and two feet.
Thighs and
2 feet.
And 2 feet.
Yeah, and if I get kicked here, I'd get kicked in the.
In the shin.
Yeah, and if a person.
That hurt.
It sure does.
I'll hit you on the elbow.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that like that's almost like an electric shock. When
oh my! Get, I'll hit my elbow.
Yes.
Be like knocking you down.
Yeah. Hitting the elbow. What about the back part of the leg? When you know, when someone's out like this, down like this, you'd say he's down on his
humpers.
Yeah. And if a person's been sick for a long time, you know, and you see him and their skin's awfully white, you say he looks awfully
sick.
Yeah. Would you ever use either puny or peaked?
He's puny. He looks sick.
He looks puny. He's puny would mean that. And if he was in very good health,
he's not so frightened.
Uh-huh.
And
did you ever call this a person like someone who could lift a great weight? You'd say, you know, he could lift up
I
the
know.
Back end of a wagon or something.
I know what that is, but I don't know. Can't say it. Don't seem like.
Either use something like stout or strong.
He's don't know how strong he is.
Uh-huh.
I guess that'd be about it.
And a person like yourself, who's very very easy to get along with, very pleasant person. How would you describe a person like that?
I don't know.
Well, you're too modest. I won't talk about you. Let's just say someone else who's very 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 pleasant and good natured.
Well, I just think Sida, she's sweet, so easy to get along with. I guess that's about what.
Okay, and if a person has who holds on to the money he has, you know,
he's tightwad.
Yeah, and how about someone who tries to get the most out of others? You know,
he's I can't say that.
Or if a person is bumping into things all the time. And
he's meddling.
Uh-huh.
Meddling. Oh, that's an old meddler.
Uh-huh. And that, that's someone who's getting into other people's business.
Yeah, into other people's business where he had no business. Where he had no business.
Uh-huh. How about a boy, you know, maybe 15 or 16 years old, and he's stumbling over chairs and things, and you'd say, gee, he sure is
dumb.
Okay. And how about an older person who gets around a lot? You'd say, she's really
good at her age.
That's what I mean, okay? But I mean someone who's really very, you'd say, she's real
active.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use the expression peered?
Yeah, you say.
How would you use that?
How you'd say, well, she's a peered old woman.
Uh-huh. And that was, what would that mean?
That means she's getting around and healthy.
Uh-huh. And what would you say about someone who